Ukrainian authorities say 11 people were killed and 10 wounded overnight in and around the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk in the Ukrainian-controlled part of the Donetsk region. Five of the dead were reportedly children. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his nightly video address, said the attack, in his words, quite simply targeted ordinary private homes. Yet, even on Orthodox Christmas Day, fighting continued, with the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson being subjected Sunday to numerous shelling attacks from Russian-occupied parts of the Kherson region across the Dnieper River. The head of the Kherson city administration, Roman Mrocho, said two people died in the attacks and several others were wounded. Ukraine's Air Force claimed that air defense shot down 21 of 28 drones launched by Russia overnight. Russia allegedly also launched three anti-aircraft missiles against Ukraine. It came as Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed on the eve of Orthodox Christmas to back soldiers. In his words, the soldiers are defending Russia with arms in hands. He adds, many of our men are courageous, heroic guys, Russian warriors, even now on this holiday, who defend the interests of our country with arms in hands. Putin made the controversial remarks at a meeting with families of Russian soldiers who have died in Ukraine. It is also seen as a retaliation for Ukrainian strikes on the Russian border city of Belgorod, where more than 20 people died. Britain's defense ministry says, however, the Russian military will lose 500,000 personnel within the following year. It claims the average daily number of Russian casualties in Ukraine has risen by almost 300 during 2023. Britain says Russia is continuing to struggle to establish air superiority over Ukraine. Officials say three Russian combat jets were shot down just before Christmas and that affected ground forces' tactical objectives later in the month. However, Ukraine is losing many troops too, and it is believed that hundreds of thousands of soldiers have been killed and injured on both sides in Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.